When teachers decorate their classrooms, do you know where they hang the pictures, the posters, the information that they really want their students to see and remember? They hang it right next to the clock. Because students will look at that clock sometimes 50 or more times in a class period. I mean, students always know exactly when that bell is going to ring. And I've observed it here, just like I've observed it at other schools everywhere. Suddenly, no matter what the teacher is in the middle of saying or doing, everyone will just start slamming their books closed, packing their bags. And I'll wonder for a moment, was it something I said? What's going on? And then I'll look at the clock and, oh, the bell's going to ring in 30 seconds. Are you a clock watcher at school? Are you one of those who sits on the edge of your seat with 2 minutes to go and just can't wait for that moment where you can jump out of your chair and head out the door? Now, it's one thing to watch the clock in class. But let me ask you this, are you a clock watcher in chapel too? 3 minutes in. We have a very handy digital clock over there on the east wall, and it's really convenient to have it there. But do you ever look at it during these 10 minutes in the morning and think, when's the devotion going to be over with? Or, will he really wrap this up in just 2 more minutes? Do you find yourself ever rustling in your seat, mind wandering, ready to head off to the next period after just several minutes? Are you a clock watcher in church too, ever? Do you sometimes get anxious for the sermon or the service to end? On the edge of your seat while the pastor is giving the benediction, eager to get up and head out the door and get back to your regular things. The prophet Amos once criticized the people of Israel for wanting to get the Sabbath over with so that they could just get out and get on with whatever else they wanted to do. In their case, they wanted to get out of church and get back to their businesses where they made a great deal of money by cheating people, cheating them with their dishonest prices and their poor quality and their misrepresented products. Amos said this to them. He said, "Hear this, you who are asking, when will the new moon be over so we may sell grain and the Sabbath so we may market wheat? When's church going to be over?" Now, we know that when we just can't wait to get out of chapel or can't wait to get out of church, that's our sinful flesh at work, isn't it? I mean, any of us can sit for 10 minutes and listen to the Word of God, can't we? It is, after all, a precious time that we have here, this chapel time. Or our Saturday evenings and Sunday mornings at church. These are special times where our dear Heavenly Father speaks to us. This is the time when you can find some peace of mind if you are feeling guilty or disturbed over something you have done. Have you hurt someone's feelings? Have you misbehaved? Have you said the wrong thing? Have you done something that nobody else knows about and you would be embarrassed if they found out? Here you can lay those burdens on the Lord. And you can hear him say, "Your sins are forgiven." Are you unsure how you will get through the next day or the next week? Here is where you sit and listen and take to heart God's promises. Here is where he strengthens you, helps you, and causes you to stand. when you need some spiritual and mental rest, this is the time for you to get it. When you need some peace from your worries about the next biology test, or something going on at home, or any other concern you have, this is the time where you can be reassured by the voice of Jesus, who says, "I am in control. I am here for you. I am the good shepherd who laid down his life for the sheep. And you are one of my sheep. All things will work out for your good." So, why rush off? Why grumble to yourself, "Is church almost over?" Why sit on the edge of your seat, eager for chapel to end so that you can get on with your school day? Are you really that eager to get to math class? I know you're not. So just relax. Listen to God's word. Take it to heart. And give thanks that you've been given some time each day and a little more time on the weekends where you don't have anywhere you need to be other than sitting at Jesus' feet. What a special time these are. Times where you can rest and be comforted. Times that will prepare you for eternal life in heaven. Amen. Let's sing hymn 2, verses 1 to 3. Hymn 2, verses 1 to 3.